Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This program is intended for mature audiences only.
If you're listening to this without permission, please stop. This is not for you. Trapper, let's start with fundamentals. The signals are authentic. They exist. The question is, are they what they appear to be? To spoof something like this, you'd need hundreds of people around the world, all of them transmitting in coordination and somehow keeping it a secret. Hundreds of hours of fake broadcasts hidden in the traffic, all to screw with me, and that seems unlikely. Delusions of grandeur stuff, so what then? However improbable it may be, these are signals from other worlds. Here, I want to play you another one, and please help me make sense of this, because... Okay, here goes.
To begin now that the suspect is in custody following a lengthy investigation.
Every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills, and the wild beast of the field are mine.
You too can enjoy the rich taste of home just like it used to be back when Dad was at the grill.
Now, Mr. Clay here stands accused of the crimes of sabotage and conspiracy. That sabotage damaged vital agricultural installations, resulting in significant material losses, for which the prosecution is seeking special penalties under Section 2156. Defense, how does your client plead?
My client pleads not guilty, Your Honor.
Understood. Both parties please meet and confer to set a trial date and follow up with my clerk. That will be all for today. Court adjourned. Bailiff, you may take the prisoner.
An innocent plea means that the trial of Joseph Clay will proceed as expected. Mr. Clay first gained notoriety as a whistleblower in the cattle industry, criticizing treatment of livestock, where his testimony before a congressional committee in the last decade led to minimal reforms. The prosecution alleges that following his failure to change the industry, he engaged in industrial sabotage that ultimately resulted in the death of over 100,000 head of cattle at the Harris Ranch feeding facility in Selma, California.
From man to cattle to creeping things and to fowl of the heavens, for I repent that I have made them.
I know it's not the most exciting prediction to get correct, but for a 17th straight month, cattle futures are up. What is exciting is by how much, an all-time high of $252.
I mean, we knew that was coming, but that's still incredible. Ring the bell for the ranchers out there. Ah, thank you, thank you. It's been over 3 decades since the barnyard flu devastated poultry and pork populations worldwide, leading to widespread food shortages. In a turnaround many people thought was impossible, the cattle industry was able to expand rapidly to address the food supply issues.
Yeah, thanks almost entirely to the relaxation of cattle regulations and the repeal of the 31st Amendment. Only an unfettered and unregulated cattle industry would have been able to keep food on our tables, and that is exactly what happened.
I think you all know how we feel about government overreach and overregulation.
Oh, I think we've made that very clear.
A reminder that this program is sponsored in part by the American cattle farmers. But even if that wasn't the case, we'd still be singing their praises.
Facilities are now considered part of the national defense apparatus, so a charge of sabotage could come with significant increases in penalties.
Hey, hello.
Yeah, Franklin, it's Tom. Tom Nixon? Over on the other side of 50, the almond orchard.
Oh, how are you then?
Fine, all told. Listen, some of your herd got loose overnight?
Yeah, they busted through the fence. Not sure how many are still out.
Yeah. Oh, well, it seems a few head made it across the highway into our orchard over there.
Oh. You see our brand for sure?
Well, not clearly. I mean, they're real scared and angry, you know. The wife didn't want to get too close.
Yeah, sounds about right. This whole new herd's been flighty and fighty. Gonna end up costing me more than I pay to come slaughter. I'll send the boys with prods and collars over to pick them up. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, anytime, Franklin.
Oh, and give my apologies to the missus.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a good one.
Can't be satisfied. You've just gotta reach for a cattle burner. Lasso yourself.
There could be no justice without a full accounting of the facts. Without the unvarnished truth, a guilty verdict would be a mockery of our legal system.
That ends closing arguments, where the defense again protested the exclusion of evidence that they claimed was exculpatory. Janine, can you tell us about the nature of that evidence in question?
Sure, Todd. Now, what makes this trial particularly divisive is the lack of physical evidence to place Mr. Clay at any of the crime scenes. The defense's evidence, including video and other documentation, which, as we've said, will not be considered, allegedly places the defendant several hundred miles away. The state claims, for their part, that this doesn't matter, that he still likely coordinated the acts of sabotage, albeit remotely. Something they say they've proven with his connections to other known and former terrorists. Mr. Clay's own extensive writings against the industry, both personal and public, made up a significant portion of the prosecution's evidence. Based on what we've heard entered into evidence in this trial, it's going to make it difficult for him to avoid a guilty verdict on at least the additional conspiracy charges.
And thanks again, Janine. Judge Mears went on to warn Mr. Pengaster that his decision was not to be questioned.
All flesh is not the same.
There's human flesh and flesh of cattle, of birds and of fishes.
To be honest, I think that is a really narrow way of looking at it that borders on bad faith. I know you're just asking the common question, but inherent in your word choice is a rhetorical trap. Framing it like we're trying to control your personal choices makes it seem like we're proposing a limitation of your freedoms, when in actuality, we're arguing for a broad expansion of freedoms, one that acknowledges that freedom isn't meant only for humans. There is no longer the necessity that drives the consumption, and we believe there is no better time to re-examine our relationship with the entire system.
But if you extend that line beyond humans, then where does it stop? Does every living thing deserve autonomy and total protection? Where do you draw the line?
This is a slippery slope argument, and I'm not going to engage. We're talking about cattle, not a purely hypothetical...
Get fucked, Timmy!
Charming.
I have to say, it doesn't seem like your message is resonating with people yet.
Limited time, get a half-pound cattle burger on the side of our famous waffle fries and a large bicarbonate for only $11.99, plus tax.
Lasso yourself up a cattle burger.
Earlier today, following Joseph Clay's guilty verdict, Judge Thomas passed down the death sentence.
Mr. Clay, please rise. Based on all the evidence before the court, the jury has found you guilty on all charges. Therefore, I sentence you to death. I declare you and all your future issue cattle. You are the property of the Department of Criminal Justice to be sold or granted as they see fit.
Following a disruption from the gallery after sentencing, the court was adjourned early, but the former Joseph Clay was transferred to the Department of Food and Drug, where it will be processed along with the other newly appointed cattle. The sentencing had previously been delayed for nearly a week following the nationwide blackouts and communication disruption in the passage of Comet Patel. During the delay, there was some hope of pardon from the former Mr. Clay's camp, but that obviously did not come to pass. Janine, what's your take on these latest developments?
I don't expect anyone to be surprised by the sentence, but there certainly is a little bit of poetry in it, given what we've learned.
And you shall eat the offspring of your own body, the flesh of your sons and your daughters whom the Lord your God has given you.
American cattle farmers, meet your future.
Frankly, until you know someone who has been across that line, how can you hope to understand?
With its name now officially struck from federal records, the prisoner will be devoiced and hobbled before it is sold at the next state cattle auction to local and humane ranches.
You see, you understand. The Lord sees you and forgives you.
All right, that's more than enough. Once more, friend, I promise that I am not fucking with you. I do think we can learn something from this signal. The first one was harder to parse, but this one feels roughly contemporaneous to us, right down to the blackout caused by the passage of a comet at the same time we had our blackout, after which, on our end, I start to pick up the signals. So that's a start. There's something that connects us, and... No, I don't know. I just keep getting this feeling like there's a moral obligation here, if that even makes sense. All I know is I can't observe and do nothing. I guess I need your help finding the right thing. Hey, I didn't get a confirmation transmission last time, so please let me know you got this. I'll be back next time. Stay tuned.
You have been listening to Observable Radio. Tonight's episode, Cattle Drive, was performed by the ensemble featuring Phil Van Hest, Nathaniel Lee, Cohen Edenfield, Jason Smith, Cruz Moore, Tom Drake, Harrison J. Pink, Caitlin Eve, Logan T. Jenkins, Kyle Gould, Danny Lohr, Minkette, Rosemary Thorne, Purpurina, and Katie Scovholt. Written and edited by Cameron Suey. Produced by Cameron Suey and Phil Van Hest. Our psychology consultant is Dr. Elisa Leal. Art by Corinne Fletcher. Our theme music is The Backrooms, performed by Mew. Additional music from this episode provided by Tim Kulig, Sasha End, Taiga Sound Production, Winnie the Moog, and Kendall's First Regiment Band. Special thanks to Alistair Stewart. If you've enjoyed this show, help other people discover it by giving us a review on Apple Podcasts or the podcast feed of your choice. It really does help. Observable Radio is listener-supported. If you would like to contribute towards our production costs and payment for our voice actors, you can do so at patreon.com/observableradio or ko-fi.com, that's ko-fi.com/observableradio. Find us online at observableradio.com. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself,
what would kids do?
Dance to a giant organ played by ocean waves? Yep. Camp in floating tree houses hundreds of feet off the ground? Check. Jump in a big tub of mud on purpose? Call it rejuvenation. We don't care. Just pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.